Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Cody Rourke. Cody is the host of the Locked On Broncos podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Denver Broncos content, and he is also the Denver Broncos reporter and analyst for the Locked On Network and KUSA-TV, the NBC affiliate in Denver, Colorado, and he's the director of video content for Pro Football Network. On the program, we recap the Broncos game against the Jaguars in Week 2. Also, we talk about the Broncos offense and defense, Teddy Bridgewater, the Broncos' next game against the Jets, and so much more. Cody is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Si tú y tus amigos ordenan en McDonald's, deja que los demás agarren su comida primero. Yo sé, el solo pensar en el olor de las papitas y tener que esperar suena loco. Pero por reglas y esperas, entonces las papitas que quedaron en el fondo de la bolsa son tuyas. Ordena por anticipado en el app y disfruta la recompensa de ser paciente.
Pa-ra-pa-pa-pa.
Móvil Order and Pay en McDonald's participantes requiere la descarga y registro.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit safeway.com/4U for program details.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Con Cox Internet y Home Life, sabes cuándo llega tu pizza. Ver cámaras.
¡Pizza!
Ve tus cámaras Home Life en tu TV con el control por voz de Contour.
Funciones requieren suscripción a Cox Internet y Contour TV. Servicios provistos por entidades licenciadas de Cox. TheCox.com/licencias.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
It's great coming out today. Coming with another victory. It's great coming in that locker room right now. It's great to be a part of it. Talk about sacrificing. I think we did a great job of doing that today. Came out here a day early. Guys are with their families. I'm a Florida guy. I couldn't really see my family while out here, but you know, we all came together and made a decision that hey, it's about one thing, coming out here and winning. And we did a good job of doing that. Of course, you know, when you watch games, you go back, there's some room for improvement. You know, but the best thing right now is, and we play this game, we win. I think we were like 2-for-11 on third down. So every week something's going to come up where it's like, man, you were great in one area, you improved in one area. But it's all about finding a way to win. And we did a great job with that. Defense came away, a couple turnovers. You know, we can't give up a special teams touchdown. We can't keep selling field goals on some of these drives. But, you know, the feeling in that locker room, you don't want to take it away from the guys. So a lot of room for improvement. Great team win. Can't wait to get back home. 2-0. Get to play in front of a packed Denver Broncos stadium. I get to experience it this time playing for the Broncos. I experienced it the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. I was with the Vikings. And I can tell you right now, not as fun as sight. So looking forward to that. And yeah.
Courtland, a career high today. Catching the nerve. How impressed were you and how good did it feel to get him involved?
Man, it was great seeing Court. Going out there making plays. We did a great job just calling shots, giving those guys a chance. And we knew that it was going to be a game where those guys came up and played for man. We did some single high coverage. And we just told our guys, you got to win the one-on-one battles. And you know, that's all around. Up front, offensive line, win the one-on-one battles. Wide outs, tight ends, halfbacks. Then we got to win the one-on-one battles. And Court did a great job of going out there making plays. He had a career high today. It's great to see that. We talk about.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That audio is courtesy of Denver Broncos and quarterback Teddy Bridgewater in the post-game press conference with the Broncos win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I got to tell you, the Broncos offense has been solid so far with Teddy as the starting quarterback. And I got to tell you, when Carolina pulled off the trade to get Teddy, and I had high hopes for Denver once Teddy had a became the quarterback for the Broncos as the Broncos made a trade. Of course, we know the Broncos have had a whirlwind in the cycle of quarterbacks since the retirement of Peyton Manning. And someone that's on the program now, that's a gentleman, he is a reporter and analyst for the Denver Broncos, and he's also the host of the Locked On Broncos podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to all things related to the Denver Broncos. Let's welcome him to the program, Cody Rourke. Cody, welcome to the program.
Ed, thanks for having me, man. How are things going?
Things are going well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. The team that you cover, the Denver Broncos, they had an impressive win over the Jacksonville Jaguars, 23-13. Cody, what were some of the takeaways that you got from the Broncos' win over Jacksonville?
Well, you know, I think that when you look at every area of the game, offense, defense, special teams, the offensive side of the ball, you know, you want Denver to kind of run the ball a little bit more. But Jacksonville, you know, as Vic Fangio said yesterday, they went to extreme measures to kind of prevent the run from happening. So really it was on Teddy Bridgewater. And what we saw for a second week in a row for the Broncos was Teddy really command the offense down the field, converting on opportunities. Now, I'd say the one concern from the offensive side of the ball that I think, you know, I still have after 2 weeks would be the Broncos' efficiency on third down. You know, for example, 2-for-11 against the Jags. You have to improve that, especially when you start playing some of the better teams you're going to face here in the next couple of weeks, obviously like the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Las Vegas Raiders. Denver's going to have to get some things adjusted if they want to take the next step. But Teddy's in command of the offense. It's a promising sign defensively. The Broncos, they had a rough first series, but then from that point forward, they adjusted, and they made it very difficult for Trevor Lawrence to really get in rhythm.
Okay, and then, Sally, yeah, we're going to get more into Teddy in just a moment. I want to get into the Broncos and Broncos offense and defense. I want to start off with the Broncos offense in this game against Jacksonville. In week one, when the Broncos had the win over the Giants, you mentioned about a running game and how the running game didn't get really going in this game against Jacksonville. Melvin Gordon had rushed for over 100 yards and had a touchdown in the game against the Giants. This was a different scenario in the game against Jacksonville. Javonte Williams had 13 carries for 64 yards, and Melvin only had 13 carries for 31 yards. What was your take on the running game in the win against Jacksonville?
Well, you know, the Jacksonville defense, they did a pretty good job of staying stout. Obviously, you're keeping an eye on Miles Jack. He did a really good job of edge contain. So the Broncos, when they tried to run the ball, they really attacked the C gap. They had a couple of outside runs. But for the most part, the Broncos have struggled so far this year at running inside the A gap. And it's going to have to be something that they do fix. Now, obviously, Graham Glasgow did not play for the Broncos this past week. And so they had Netani Muti stepping in there. Obviously, he's had some experience doing all that, you know, in terms of getting some starting experience going back to last year. But, you know, it was evident on Sunday that the Broncos, they missed Glasgow in this regard here. And they just have some things they still need to work out in terms of some miscommunications that they're continuously having on the offensive line. But for the most part, the split between Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams has been very even, even through both weeks. You know, week one, it was similar. Week two was also similar. The difference in week one is that Melvin Gordon had a chunk 70-yard play. And obviously, that makes a little bit of a difference in the stat sheet there. But for the most part, the Broncos' offense was a little difficult in terms of being able to get the ball running consistently enough. They're going to have to find a way how to do that, you know, and they've got a tendency right now to run the ball on second and long, second and eight. They're going to have to figure that out.
All right, and then you mentioned about the offensive line. I want to get to the offensive line. Lloyd Cushenberry, the second-year Met guy out of LSU, is at the center position, and he's played pretty well so far in his short NFL career. And then you have Garrett Bowles, followed by, of course, Bobby Massey, who was a great tackle for the Chicago Bears, is with Detroit, and there's Cameron Fleming. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the offensive line. You mentioned about Graham Glasgow, but just give me your thoughts on how you felt the offensive line, their performance in the game against the Jaguars.
Well, you know, obviously they gave up three sacks. One of those sacks came from Adam Gotsis on the interior, shot inside Netani Muti right there. So obviously you want to have some help there between he and Lloyd Cushenberry, but that was one of those sacks. One of the ones that was on the Broncos' first offensive drive, and it looked like it was going to be a play-action pass, so Garrett Bowles down blocked, and then Miles Jack came off the edge free and sacked him for a 16-yard loss. You know, like I said, it just goes back to some miscommunication stuff happening on the offensive line between the guys. And even out of 13 personnel where you have three tight ends or even 12 when you have two tight ends in, seems like there's a miscommunication between that unit. So it's going to be something they have to shore up. But for the most part, I've been impressed with Garrett Bowles, obviously, who earned a big-time contract last year, being extended. Lloyd Cushenberry's had a better start to his season, obviously more comfortable within Pat Shurmur's scheme and obviously knowledgeable about what Mike Munchak wants them to run and how to adjust and check at the line of scrimmage. But really right now my eyes are on left guard with Dalton Reisner. You know, I got to go back and watch the tape. I just got it today. Trying to figure out whether or not the struggles I'm hearing about with Dalton Reisner, if they're evident, if they're on him, or if it's just a scheme thing. So, you know, some unknowns right now, but for the most part, the Broncos offensive line, I think they've done a really good job of keeping Teddy upright for the most part outside of, you know, those three sacks that they gave up on Sunday.
All right, and then I want to get now into the wide receivers. We know Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton was big in this game against Jacksonville. He had 9 catches for 159 yards. Also, Tim Patrick, 3 catches for 37 yards and a touchdown. And what about the all-world tight end Noah Fant? He had 4 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown. How would you rate the performance of the wide receivers and Noah at the tight end position?
You know, and this is a game where Courtland could have easily gone over 200 yards. There were two plays in particular deep downfield where there was a handful of contact. There was, you know, what should have been a pass interference call on Shaquille Griffin. They didn't call that. You know, and there was one on a deep left, you know, vertical route that would have been potentially a touchdown if, in fact, that there wasn't a little bit of a jersey pull there by C.J. Henderson. So the fact that he had 9 catches, 159 yards, and he left probably about close to 70, 80 yards on the field if, in fact, you know, one of those penalties would have been called or if he didn't, the contact didn't impede his ability to catch it. It's surprising. He had a really good bounce-back game for him, obviously coming off of ACL. It was 364 days since he had torn his ACL. And so for him to kind of have that just barely under a year, that type of performance is impressive. Tim Patrick obviously stepping up in a big way. He's always been a reliable target when you need to move the chains. And obviously with Jerry Jeudy's injury, he's going to see a little bit more of that volume share there, as specifically in the slot and also on the outside. In terms of Noah Fant, you know, with the Broncos, they were in a lot of 12 and a lot of 13 personnel. They got him involved, obviously, with a touchdown catch to open up in the second half on an out route. But for the most part, they utilized him to block and chip release in this game, specific for the game plan against the defense that they were going against. But you want to see him utilized a little bit more. You know, there's some areas of his game he still has to improve, and I think really the blocking department is probably going to be the biggest area that Noah Fant has to improve on. Outside of that, you need to find a way, in my opinion, I think, to utilize him in some one-on-one matchups on the outside against some smaller corners, because he's got the size, he's got the ability to box out smaller defenders, and I think you have to find a way to get the ball to a guy like that.
I want to stay with the receiving core for a moment. You mentioned Jerry Jeudy. Jerry suffered a gruesome injury in week one against the Giants. He's not going to be out for the season. Thank God for that, because I know a lot of Bronco fans and a lot of football fans were gasping for air when they found out that Jeudy suffered that injury. Can you let the listeners know how long this is a two-part question. First question, can you let the listeners know how long Jerry is going to be out? And number two, what adjustments? I know it's early in the year, but what adjustments have the Broncos made in terms of the passing game? And as you mentioned, of Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick getting more targets with Jerry being out.
Well, Jerry's going to be out anticipated 6 to 8 weeks, but the thought process right here is that the belief is he's going to be out probably 8 weeks or maybe even a little bit longer. High ankle sprains are very, very difficult to deal with. And for a guy like Jerry Jeudy, who has all these moves at the line of scrimmage with his release off of it against press or even off man, he's going to have that ability to plant and cut effectively. So Denver's not going to rush him back. They want to be smart with him. Obviously, that he's a first-round pick back in the 2020 NFL draft. Denver doesn't want to give away they don't want to put him in a position when he's not ready to come back. So more than likely around 8 weeks is when we're going to see Jerry Jeudy back, potentially, a week or two after the Broncos have their bye week. So it's going to be a little bit of a long time. He's going to miss half the season. So, I think that people should have that expectation to miss out on him for quite some time. But, having other guys like Tim Patrick and KJ Hambler in the mix a little bit, Kendall Hinton also getting some run with the Broncos this past week, it's just going to be about who's got the hot hand. And I think a lot of it depends on the scheme that the defense is going to be running. Against Jacksonville, we saw a lot of that, four-man front, a defensive front, a lot of plug-in against the run, and a lot of cover one, cover three on the back end of that secondary by Jacksonville. Denver's going to start facing some more aggressive defenses. Robert Saleh's got a nice, a great defensive scheme, great defensive philosophy. The unfortunate thing for the New York Jets is that they just don't have the personnel to be as effective as he was with the San Francisco 49ers. But it'll take some time for the Jets to get there. The Baltimore Ravens, obviously, under Wink Martindale, will be a very, very tough test for the Broncos, how aggressive they are, how blitz-heavy, the talent that they have in that secondary. So it's going to be a little bit more aggressive. Denver's going to have to change their game plan up week to week, and really that's what you want to do. You want to build on the things you're doing good at. You want to improve on some of the things you're not doing so good at, but you have to pick and choose, when it's going to be the right time, specifically against the scheme and the team that you're going to be playing against.
All right, and we talked about the Broncos tight end Noah Fant for a moment. There's some great tight ends in the NFL with Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelce, and of course you've got George Kittle, just to name a few. How does Noah, in your opinion, rank amongst those guys with being the premier tight ends in the league?
It's tough to say right now. Obviously, you look at Darren Waller, you look at Travis Kelce, both those guys, the way that they're utilized within their own offense, they're the primary feature for the most part. And the way that they're utilized, their production kind of matches that. Noah Fant has not yet been utilized that way. He's got these flashes of what he could be, but Denver has to increase his utilization rate a lot more, in my opinion, before he can get there. And he's got all the potential. He's got the attributes, the physical traits to be able to do so, but it all boils down to coaching and being able to scheme him open and to utilize him in ways where he can have a lot of success. But at this point in time, 2 weeks into the season, it's hard to really tell. That he had a really good week one showing against the New York Giants, so we'll see how he does this weekend against the Jets.
All right, and I want to move along now to the defensive side. I want to start off on the specifically with the defensive backs, Kareem Jackson had 4 tackles against Jacksonville and an interception. Meanwhile, Patrick Surtain, the second, a lot of hype for him, the rookie out of Alabama, he had 2 tackles and an interception as well. Bryce Callahan had 2 tackles, and he did very well as well. But also there was a lot of big plays from the defensive backs in week one against the Giants. Ronald Darby, Justin Simmons, and Kyle Fuller all had six tackles in this contest. Also, Josie Jewell had four tackles in that game as well. But just back to Jacksonville, the Jacksonville game for a moment, Josie Jewell also had two tackles in this game. Cody, just kind of give me your thoughts on the defensive backs' performance against Jacksonville.
You know, they had a pretty good showing for the most part. Obviously, that first series was a little rough for the Broncos. Kyle Fuller, you know, just out of position by just a half inch in terms of being able to squeeze Marvin Jones. Trevor Lawrence delivered a great ball down the right sideline. But for the most part, the Broncos' DBs, they adjusted. They played tighter out there. You know, Bryce Callahan, you didn't see him make too many plays. But that's good because he's really shutting down the number two receiver, the slot outside of the nickel, wherever he's playing. You know, when you're doing that, obviously your name's not going to be called too much. But if you go back and watch the film, he was fantastic. The Broncos rookie and Patrick Surtain the second, he obviously had a fantastic defensive performance for the Broncos. You know, specifically in his first career start, obviously coming away with an interception. He was just active, very smart. You can see it on the tape. He's processing the game at a very high level. You know, so outside of that, not much you can really go there. And obviously, Kareem Jackson playing really well, having an interception, just being a, you know, a heat-seeking missile against the run. He's just a standout player. A couple of pass breakups, and then obviously Justin Simmons. You didn't see Jacksonville really test him too much. So, you know, for the most part, when that happens, you know, you're doing a good thing in that secondary. So they did pretty good.
All right, and then I want to get into a gentleman by the name of Von Miller. Tough year for him last year. He suffered a devastating season-ending injury last year. But so far, so good. He's back to Von Miller rare form, being one of the premier, not just linebackers in the league, but being one of the premier defenders, one of the premier players in the NFL. In the game against the Giants, he had three tackles and two sacks. Meanwhile, in the game against Jacksonville, he made his presence felt with two tackles and a sack. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Vaughn and his performance against Jacksonville, and how he's looked so far in terms of his movement coming back from the injury.
You know, Vaughn's looked really good. He's looked back like the old Vaughn of himself, you know, and there were many times he faced a double team by Jacksonville. He came home with one sack against them, but you know, he's a hard guy to stop, and if your quarterback holds on to the ball too long, Von Miller's going to have a field day with it. You know, he's very dominant from the point of attack and also against the run. It's hard for teams to run the football to Von's side. Just having him back, I think, is good, and his level of play right now suggests that the Broncos will more than likely give him an extension this season.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely deserving. I mean, he's been that anchor of the defense really since he's been in Denver, and definitely well-deserving of it. Still very much in his prime, so hopefully we expect big things from him for this the remainder of this season. I want to talk now about the quarterback position, and that's Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know if you heard the beginning of my introduction, Cody, but the Broncos have had bad luck at the quarterback position since the retirement of Peyton Manning. It's just been like a musical chair, so to speak, at that position. We've had Trevor Siemian. We've had Paxton Lynch. There's been Brett Rippon. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But now, this year, they have Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy was acquired in the trade to come from coming from Carolina. So I just want to ask you, before we delve deep into the game against Jacksonville, what were your thoughts when you found out that the Broncos had acquired Bridgewater?
Well, you know, obviously a veteran quarterback that, you know, for him has had success wherever he's gone. He's been a tremendous leader. You know, what was more impressive is what he was able to do with the New Orleans Saints when Drew Brees went down, leading them to a 5-0 record, you know, and having a defense that played strong football. But for him, he's just smart. He's decisive. He knows where to go. Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody understood at the time when the Broncos made this move, you know, what it was going to be like. Were they bringing in Teddy just to be a competition for Drew Lock, to be a veteran guy that could mentor him? We didn't know that at that point. We didn't know what the real end game was. But, I mean, it was a true quarterback competition. And the way that Teddy commands the huddle, the way that he leads, you know, is something that Drew Lock didn't have for the Broncos. And it's something that he can eventually have. But having a guy like Teddy that demonstrates that in the day-to-day, day in, day out, I think will be good for Drew. Drew's just not ready to be that starter just yet, and it's obviously evident if the coaches believe that they put,
you know, Teddy as the starter. So far through 2 weeks, his command of the offense, being able to be calm, cool, and collected, his ability to lead has been very, very fantastic for that locker room. And there's a different vibe from the players, you know, with Teddy Bridgewater. That's nothing against Drew Lock. It just goes to show that there's something with Teddy right now that has this energy that attracts everybody to pay attention and to focus when Teddy is talking in the locker room and team meetings. These are things that I think that the Broncos didn't have. And obviously with a younger quarterback, that is not there yet. It's hard for players, older players specifically, to kind of buy into that with Drew Lock. So, you know, that's going to be something that takes time for Drew. I don't think Drew's time is up just yet. But I think that while Teddy is in command of the offense and is doing well, I think the Broncos are going to keep rolling with him.
You said that it's not Drew's time yet, and you said that he needs to learn from Teddy. If Teddy is currently in a three-year $93 million contract, if Teddy continues to have this success like that, do you think the Broncos would still believe in Drew Lock and believe that he can be the one, or do you think they could possibly move on? I know it's premature and we've only been through 2 weeks in the NFL, but do you believe that Drew could still be the one to come in and take the reins over at the quarterback position?
I think he can eventually. I don't think it's going to be this year, and I don't think it's going to be next year either. If Teddy Bridgewater is playing the way that he's playing, he'll still be the guy. You know, the Broncos, obviously they're going to be monitoring the Aaron Rodgers situation, but that is a pipe dream at this point in time. And the Broncos, what they've got right now with Teddy Bridgewater, he's younger than Rodgers. And look, if he keeps playing the way that he's playing, Denver might reward him and keep him on the roster. Drew Lock needs to develop a little bit more, and there's nothing wrong with him kind of sitting and learning a little bit. So it's really hard to tell at this point what the true trajectory will be.
All right, fair enough. And again, Teddy had a solid week one against the New York Giants. He completed 28 out of 36 passes for 264 yards, and he had two touchdown passes. And Cody, he really stepped up his game against Jacksonville. He completed 26 out of 34 passes for 328 yards and two touchdown passes. So he really upped his game against the Jaguars. Just give me your thoughts on his performance against Jacksonville.
You know, I just think that it goes back to what I was saying earlier. He's got a great command of the huddle. I mean, there was pressure in his face. He was navigating. You know, the common narrative that people have been speaking about Teddy Bridgewater has suggested that he's not a guy that can take shots downfield. He can't throw the ball downfield. Well, he had the second longest pass this week in the NFL with 55 yards. Derek Carr had a 61-yard pass. So, and he took multiple shots downfield past 20 yards. So, you know, he's kind of proven some of these narratives wrong, which I'm very excited to see. I'm glad that he's doing that. You know, but for the most part, it's just about continuing to stack on these performances. He's done really well. Now it's just about building and maintaining.
All right, fair enough. And then this gets on to our next topic, the Broncos' next game against the New York Jets. And you mentioned about building and maintaining. And the New York Jets, unfortunately, you know, with their quarterback situation in the last almost a decade, they haven't been able to build and maintain at that position. And hopefully they're hoping to build and maintain at the quarterback position with their draft pick and Zach Wilson. Robert Saleh having a tough time right now with the Jets, Jets. They just lost their last game against New England. I want to start off just with Zach Wilson for a moment. As far as the Broncos defense is concerned, what do you think the Broncos defense need to do to neutralize Zach Wilson in the Jet offense?
Well, you know, it just goes back to what you did last week against Trevor Lawrence. Pressure, pressure, pressure. You know, for a guy like Zach Wilson, he's got a big arm, so he's not going to be afraid to try to fit the ball into tight windows. That's the perfect opportunity for the Broncos to come away with takeaways. I mean, he did that exactly last week, you know, against the New England Patriots, tried to force some passes into tight windows. It didn't work out for him. Four interceptions for him. The Broncos have a chance to kind of replicate the same and win the turnover battle there, but it's about disguising your looks. He's going to be a good quarterback. You know, he's off to a rough start. They don't have a lot of personnel around him, and he's trying to do a little too much, in my opinion, based on what I've seen from the film. So, you know, Denver, like I said, just keep the pressure coming and play disciplined coverage, and they'll be okay.
All right, now let's switch over to the other side of the ball. We have Denver's offense and with Bridgewater and, of course, with the running game and the wide receivers. What, in your opinion, Cody, what do you think the game plan is going to be for the Broncos offense going up against the Jet defense?
You know, I think that the key is just going to be try to get the run game going and be better on third down. Denver has not been very efficient on third down so far this year. You know, against this Jets defense, you're going to have an opportunity to attack inside the A and the B gap a little bit. They like to play, a little bit wide on the edges. They like to try to pinch down the edge of the tackle there, and then they like to plug their inside linebackers. But you just have to find a way to just get in rhythm here. This is a great game, great opportunity for the Broncos to really try to focus on the run game. We know the passing game is there for Denver, so it's about trying to get that going because you're going to need to be able to run the ball here very soon against some of these better teams you're going to be facing. So for me, I think the key is going to be run the ball, control the time of possession. Once again, Denver had 38 minutes of time of possession in the Jacksonville game in comparison to Jacksonville's 21. I mean, that is a recipe for winning if you're converting on third down. So that's an area they have to improve on.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Cody Rourke. He is the host of the Locked On Broncos podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to the Denver Broncos. And again, Cody, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do with Locked On Broncos, as well as some other things, other assignments that you're busy with.
Yeah, I just do a daily podcast covering the Broncos, Monday through Friday, every single day, whatever's going on with the team, we break it down, we react. That's Locked On Broncos on all podcasting platforms, also in video format on YouTube, and also do a lot of work with ProFootballNetwork.com. So if you ever want to stay up to date with all that's going on in football, check out ProFootballNetwork.com. Also check out the podcast.
All right, and where can they find you on social media, as well as Locked On Broncos, as well as any other things that you want to promote for social media? And if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, you can check out CodyRourkeNFL.com. It's the website. I have everything up there from the podcast to my latest tweets, whatever it is. Also on Twitter, if you want to give me a follow at CodyRourkeNFL. I always look forward to talking football with anybody and everybody.
Awesome to hear, and you heard it from him. He is Cody Rourke. He is the host of the Locked On Broncos podcast dedicated to covering Denver Broncos content, and he's also the director of video content for Pro Football Network, and he also does some other analyzing work for the Denver Broncos as well. Check him out. Cody, thank you so much, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's great coming out today. Coming with another victory. It's great something in that locker room right now. It's great to be a part of it. Talk about sacrificing. I think we did a great job of doing that today. Came out here a day early. Guys were away from their families. I'm a Florida guy. I couldn't really see my family while out here. But, we all came together and made a decision that it's about one thing, coming out here and winning. And we did a good job of doing that. Of course, when you watch games, you go back, there's some room for improvement. But the best thing right now is, and we play this game, we win. I think we were like 2-for-11 on third down. So every week something's going to come up where it's like, man, you were great in one area, you improved in one area. But it's all about finding a way to win. And we did a great job with that. Defense came away, a couple turnovers. We can't give up a special team touchdown. We can't keep selling field goals on some of these drives. But, the feeling in that locker room, you don't want to take it away from the guys. So, a lot of room for improvement. Great team win. Can't wait to get back home. 2-0. Get to play in front of the pack. Denver Broncos Stadium. I get to experience it this time playing for the Broncos. I experienced it the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. I was with the Vikings. And I can tell you right now, it's not a fun sight. So looking forward to that. And, yeah.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox License Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Can you feel it?
50 years of magic are about to transform the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. And it all begins October 1st. Find out more at DisneyWorld.com/50.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a train that just hit a car.
Sir, what is your location? Look around for a street sign, sir.
8th and Orchard. 8th and Orchard.
Okay, very good. 8th and Orchard. Sir, help is on the way.
Why would he do that? The train still hasn't stopped. You have to get there now.
At a railway crossing, even if the engineer sees you and hits the brakes, it can take a mile for the train to stop. And for you, that's too late. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you gotta give it Peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh, boy.
Where every step leads to an unforgettable adventure. Encounter wild beasts, daring space rangers, and some grim, grinning ghosts. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Feel it. 50 years of magic are about to transform the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. And it all begins October 1st. Find out more at DisneyWorld.com/50.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Acme for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Acme for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Acme Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit acmemarkets.com/foryou for program details.
Can you feel it? 50 years of magic are about to transform the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. And it all begins October 1st. Find out more at DisneyWorld.com/50.
San Marcos, natural spaces and chill-out places, where you can float, kayak, or swim the Springside San Marcos River. Experience our live music and local arts scene. Go to visit sanmarcos.com or visit SMTX on Instagram.
Escape to a world of magic and imagination.
Oh,
encounter wild beasts and daring space rangers. Escape to your happy place at Walt Disney World Resort.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Cars For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Cars For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Cars Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit carsqc.com/foryou for program details. You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Tom Thumb For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Tom Thumb For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit tomthumb.com/foryou for program details.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Vons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Vons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit vons.com/foryou for program details.
This is the magic we've been waiting for. The Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary calls us here. The world's most magical celebration is drawing near. Starting October 1st, join us and make the magic soar. Visit DisneyWorld.com/50 for more. This is the magic we've been waiting for. The Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary calls us here. The world's most magical celebration is drawing near. Starting October 1st, join us and make the magic soar. Visit DisneyWorld.com/50 for more.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Safeway For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Safeway For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/foryou for program details.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami.
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
Mmm, I'm loving McDonald's new $6 LSU fan faves meal.
Does it do that every time you open the wrapper?
No, sometimes it does this. But I like this best.
Touchdown!
Get 7 days of delicious with a new $6 LSU fan faves meal. Like Wednesday's spicy crispy chicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Sprite for just $6. It's a different deal every day of the week. Prices and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line. Life gets a lot more magical when you dream. So let's dream of a vacation unlike any other. A magical Disney cruise.
Hiya, pal!
Where new stories meet tales as old as time.
Enchanté, mon ami!
And your family will be cared for the moment you step aboard. Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
With only a little bit of fall left, fill your days at home with flavor. Create an easy hazelnut bianco with a rich mix of Starbucks hazelnut-flavored K-Cup pods, white chocolate, and frothed milk. Simple, flavorful, and all available at Walmart.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
With Cox Internet and Home Life, you know when your pizza delivery is there.
Cox Home Life, show front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV with your Contour voice remote.
Advertised features require Cox Internet and Contour TV subscriptions. Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Life gets more magical when you dream. So dream of a Disney cruise filled with magic and wonder.
Hiya, pal!
Sail from Florida to Disney's private island paradise and get ready for a dream come true with Disney Cruise Line.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Cody Rourke. He is the host of the Locked On Broncos podcast, also a Broncos reporter and analyst for the Locked On Network and KUSA-TV in Denver, Colorado, and the director of video content for Pro Football Network, giving us the 411 on what's happening with the Denver Broncos. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.